Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Salami ala Sibyani, the chapter on offering salam to children. From amongst the hallmark of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the hallmark of humility. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite him being the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite him having the highest status that anybody could ever have, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a very humble person, to such an extent that if a person, or often you'll find in hadith, that a person came and he did not know who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he would ask Sahaba, then who from amongst you is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In other words, he didn't know who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. There was no throne, there was no special position as far as seating or a stage that was put up in Masjid Nabawi, that this is a special place for Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a man amongst the people. He would be with them to such an extent that when Sahaba would smile, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would smile with them. And when they would tear, he would tear with them. When they were hungry, he was hungry. So he was a person with a lot of humility. He was a people's man. Today you'll never ever get like that. You'll find people standing for election, and everyone is standing for elections. But when they are elected, then they are different. Then there's no more people's man, etc. Then he's a man for himself. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a people's man in this dunya. And in akhirat also, he'll be a person for the, he'll be the man for the ummah. So this was Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was coming on with hijrat, traveling on hijrat to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they had just come to Madinah Sharif, not yet even entered Madinah Sharif properly, then people were coming in droves to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu had special love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he didn't want Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to get inconvenienced. Imagine, it was such a long journey, it was a long travel, and now they just arrived, and now people are coming one after the other. He wanted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take some rest. So what he did was, as people were coming, he was meeting each person. So most people didn't even know that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was not Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until the sun had come up, and now the sun was hitting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu started arranging for shade, some type of shade for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When people saw this, that now that he is shading this other person, then only they realized that this is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala grant us that humility. So today's hadith is speaking specifically about making salam to children. A person mustn't think that I am too big and I have got a status and I am this person and I am the CEO of such a company and I am a multi-millionaire. Where I have to greet children? But look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Anasin radiallahu anhu, annahu marra ala sibyanin fasallama alayhim wa qala kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaf'aluhu muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that he passed by some children. Who passed by? Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu passed by some children and he offered salam to them, saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do so. What you see me doing is what I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would do so. So I am doing so. This was Sahaba. That if they saw Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing something, they would do it. He was a young boy. At the age of 9, he was placed in the care of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till approximately the age of 19. 10 years of his learning and his best years, prime years of his life, he was there in the sohbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he saw how Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would greet the children. After Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's time, he is now greeting the children and he's telling them that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also greet children. So this teaches us something, that we must also greet children. It has a very great impact on them. One is they learn to make salam by seeing the elders making salam, number one. Number two is they realize the importance of salam. And the third thing ulama explain is that it creates a love in the children's heart for the seniors. Why? Because the seniors are greeting them, they're acknowledging them, acknowledging their presence, making salam to them. So one thing we should also do is, many times we'll find that they are less fortunate in our community. There are many foreigners in our community. How hard it is to make salam to them. Just make salam to them, give them a smile. How nice they'll feel. See, one brother from Malawi, maybe from Somalia, from Tanzania, they are staying here in our country, many of them. If we just make salam to them, we smile to them, how nice they feel. It'll create love in their hearts And one of the things Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us a prescription to create love is afshus salama bainakum. That this is the hadiya that we have been given to create love, is that make salam frequent, make salam common amongst you to such an extent that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will greet the children. There is one proviso that ulama explained under this, is that sometimes you will get some young people, young boys, etc., young boys, where you will find that if you have to make salam to them, there is a chance now because of the features, girlish features that they have, they don't have a beard yet on their face, they are still growing up. Because of those girlish features, now you're making salam to them, there might be some attraction. Before, when these things were mentioned, people would think, hey, this is sounding far-fetched. What are the ulama speaking about? There'd be some attraction to boys, etc. So where there is a fear of any type of that type of attraction, then we don't make salam to those young boys. We keep it away. So as I was saying, before people would say that, what are the ulama talking about, that there may be some attraction? Nowadays we can see how far it's gone, to what and wide extent it's gone, that this with LGBTQ fitna that's going around is becoming socially acceptable, with people living, men living with men, women living with women. And when auzubillah, Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah Ta'ala protect us, protect our communities. And even some Muslims are also questioning that, don't I have this freedom of choice also to choose? When Ali was mentioning that one place, there was a man who in his 60s, old man in his 60s, he says, I choose now to be a 3-year-old child. So I want to choose. We've got the choice in our country. We've got the freedom. A person can choose what gender he wants to be. He can choose what age he wants to be. To such an extent, in some countries, a person can even choose whether he wants to be an animal or not. So sometimes you get some children coming to school, and when the teacher asking them a question, the answer is meow. Another question, meow. Teacher asking, what is happening? He said, no, I choose to be a cat. Person chooses to be a dog. So how can the world function if a person, 60-year-old man, is choosing to be a 3-year-old child? Allah Ta'ala protect us. When the mind goes, then there is no understanding after that. And look at the beautiful Mubarak style of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything is taught to us. If there is a chance of fitna, we stay away. If there is no chance of fitna and is something that is prescribed and is good for us to do, we are encouraged to do. This is the beauty of Islam. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of practicing on Islam. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.